Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to thank all the delegations for their recommendations and questions. Our constitution enshrined utter and complete equality between all citizens, and we still have a lot of work to do in order to harmonize our legal system with the new constitution, which enshrined equality, and our partnership in the homeland is based on citizenship. This harmonization is done on a gradual, step-by-step basis, with a social debate which is progressing, and try to answer a number of questions related to questions about inheritance. We have a legal initiative and a social debate on all these issues that have been raised, and complete equality between citizens. The Constitutional Court will be established shortly and will open the way for repealing all anti-constitutional laws. This is a steadfast policy which we undertake while taking into account the need for the social debate in order to change and reform these laws. I'd like also to answer to all questions related to torture. We have signed the optional protocol against torture, and we have set up a body for the prevention of torture, and we have taken what it is necessary in this regard by the government, and we have a project which is present in this regard presented in front of the parliament. Strategy against torture stipulates the rights of all citizens irrespective of their cases in front of the courts, and the constitution stipulates that we have another issue which is being conducted currently. We are reviewing the entire review by developing an independent body that investigated in grave, gross human rights violations. In this regard, I'd like to change mindsets which are bequeathed by the previous dictatorships. Our will is strong to reinforce human rights and to make it a mode of governance and to make it the system that governs the military and other security forces. The number, we see that there is a decline of number of complaints. In 2013, there were around 74 cases, 492 cases. We have investigated 27 cases, 8 of them are in front of laws. In 2016, the number declined to 200 complaints. 52 of them were referred to the courts. This shows the progress in dealing with the security apparatus and in dealing with the protection of human rights in this apparatus. However, there are still certain violations, and in this regard, we are engaging with the civil society, with the international organization to investigate and follow up all their complaints about torture cases. In conclusion, I'd like to underline the fact that we have now a program, a draft law for human rights, and also a program for the audiovisual agency. This is going to be finalized by the government. This will bolster the transitional process and will also enable us further harmonize our legal system. And now we are also drafting a new media law and also a draft audiovisual law and also a political parties law in line with the spirit of the Constitution. Now I give the floor to the representative of the Justice Ministry to address questions about death penalty. And thank you.